This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on witnesses who were terrified by the shots fired at former U.S. President Donald Trump's Pennsylvania rally on Saturday.
Authorities say former President Donald Trump was the target of an apparent assassination attempt, but one person in the crowd was killed and others were injured. It began as a high-energy Donald Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, and ended in bloodshed and terror. A barrage of gunfire set off panic as the president was whisked away. This local GOP official, Rico Elmore, heard calls for a medic in the crowd.
I ran up to the bleachers where the gentleman had just been shot through the head. And I do want to say that I truly pray for the family.
This rally attendee, Johnny Palmadesa, says he's a Democrat calling for a more civil society.
The innocent people at that rally were no longer Republicans. We were just Americans, and we were scared.
Authorities identify the gunman as 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Pennsylvania. He was killed by Secret Service agents. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Bethel Park, Pennsylvania was abuzz with media and police on Sunday after one of its residents allegedly tried to kill former U.S. President Donald Trump at a campaign rally. The FBI identified 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks as the suspect in Saturday's attempted assassination. Butler County District Attorney Richard Goldinger.
I've lived here my whole life, and you just don't think that something like this would happen in your hometown. We haven't had an attempt on a president, an assassination attempt since Reagan in 1980. And now for it to happen in your backyard, you just don't expect it.
The suspect was shot and killed by Secret Service seconds after he allegedly fired. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Israeli military said that Rafa Salama, Hamas's Khan Yunis Brigade commander, was killed in an airstrike on Saturday that killed at least 90 people, including children. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
It was Israel's eighth attempt to assassinate Mohammed Deif, the elusive commander of Hamas's military wing. In a news conference Saturday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will not stop until all senior Hamas officials have been killed. He said Deif and his deputy were the targets of the airstrike. Netanyahu said that while there is no final confirmation that Deif was killed, Israel will get to the entire leadership. Hamas officials said at least 90 civilians were killed. They said the airstrike was in the Al-Muassi area that Israel has designated as a safe zone for Palestinians. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Belarusian and Chinese military units held joint counter-terrorist exercises near the Polish border, footage released on Sunday shows. According to the Belarusian Ministry of Defense, the military forces of both countries are set to train a series of strategic maneuvers. Belarus allowed Russia to use its territory as one of the launch pads for Moscow's military operation against Ukraine in 2022. The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has vowed to respond to what she called a fresh South Korean civilian leafletting campaign. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Kim Il-jong's response Sunday signals North Korea will likely resume flying trash-carrying balloons across the border soon. Since late May, North Korea has floated numerous balloons carrying waste paper, cigarette butts, and even manure towards South Korea, saying that they were a tit-for-tat action against South Korean activists scattering political leaflets via balloons. Kim Il-jong says dirty leaflets and things of the South Korean scum have been found again in North Korea. She says South Korea must be ready for paying a very high price for their dirty play. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The latest dinosaur being mounted at the Natural History Museum in Los Angeles, California, is a 75-foot-long sauropod named Natalie. Natalie is a long-necked, long-tailed herbivorous dinosaur related to the brontosaurus that lived 150 million years ago in the late Jurassic era, and the only green dinosaur fossil in the world. It will be available for public viewing in the fall. Kate Middleton, the United Kingdom's Princess of Wales, arrived to standing ovations at Wimbledon Center Court on Sunday to watch the men's single final in her second public appearance this year while she undergoes preventative chemotherapy for cancer. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.